Puerto Rico-based artists Jennifer Alora and Guillermo Cazadilla like to explore the spaces between the past and the present through unusual objects and found moments in history. Their projects typically start with rare facts that lead them to intersecting points between art, science, music, time, and history. Their show, Intervals, at both the Philadelphia Museum of Art and the Fabric Workshop is a sort of retrospective, as WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna explains.
As you enter a dark gallery at the museum's Perlman building, a large video shows the face of a man walking slowly among taxidermied African animals, zebras, monkeys, tigers, elephants. He's in the old storage basement of the Museum of Natural History in Paris. Then the deep guttural voice he was humming all along becomes more present while live musicians from the group Relâche follow the journey. The song, interpreted by Tim Storms, who is credited for being the singer with the deepest voice in the world, was composed in honor of two real elephants, first exhibited at a private zoo in Paris during the French Revolution. As a populous gesture, the zoo was opened to the public and the animals liberated. It was a time of artistic and political effervescence, says Jennifer Alora, and that's what piqued her interest.
This was the same moment when these questions about what constitutes life itself and what is animate and inanimate, what is living, what is dead, what is the boundaries between human and non-human in the context of revolution, slavery, captivity, all these things were being sort of fleshed out. That's why for us it was important that he sings, you know, to these remains and, you know, not to a live elephant in the 21st century.
These seemingly disparate connections and explorations at the core of Alora and Calzadilla's work are based on a fundamental question. Who are we? Says Carlos Basualdo, curator of contemporary art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
It's a question that is constantly in our minds, not only as individuals, but also as a species. Well, what is it that makes us human? And so now anthropologists say, well, maybe what makes us human is that we make art.
If you think singing to old elephants' bones is somewhat esoteric, wait until Calzadilla tells you about another project. It started serendipitously with the discovery in Germany of an ancient bone from a griffon vulture that was carved into a flute.
The work consisted of not only discovering the object itself, because this object was a musical instrument, but to discover the sound that this object made and early modern humans heard 40,000 years ago, and to do it in the presence of a living griffon vulture, a descendant from the bone remain.
In the video, you see the majestic vulture being serenaded with the sound of his ancestor's bone.
So then there's this dialogue going on between the flutist and what she's doing and the reaction of this living animal who's also in some way responding to this experiment.
As you move from one video room to another, many of the visitors that surrounded you suddenly break into song as they walk the sonorous hallway of the Perlman building. They are members of the choral group The Crossing. In the long run, Jennifer Alora and her partner, Guillermo Calzadilla, want us to think about how knowledge is formed in general.
And to understand that through time, it is a result of a series of decisions that humans have made, that knowledge as we have it today has been fixed. And art is a way to unhinge some of those fixed connections that exist that determine how we see the world. And basically, art can be another way to unhinge them and to rediscover also sort of paths that maybe were lost along the way and then sort of reconnect to them.
Intervals will remain at the Philadelphia Museum of Art and at the Fabric Workshop until April 5th. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.